Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lease. On this special episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast, we're diving into the Columbine shooting. In honor of the anniversary of the Columbine shooting on April 20th, 1999, at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. It occurred when two teens went on a shooting spree, killing 13 people and wounding more than 20 others, before turning their guns on themselves and committing suicide. The Columbine shooting was, at the time, the worst high school shooting in U.S. history and prompted a national debate on gun control and school safety, as well as a major investigation to determine what motivated the gunmen, Eric Harris, 18, and Dylan Klebold, 17. Subsequent school shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, and Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, continue to raise questions about gun control in the United States. At approximately 11:19 a.m., Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, dressed in trench coats, began shooting fellow students outside Columbine High School, located in a southern suburb of Denver. The pair then moved inside the school, where they gunned down many of their victims in the library. By approximately 11:35 a.m., Klebold and Harris killed 12 students and a teacher and wounded more than 20 other people. Shortly after 12 p.m., the two teens turned their guns on themselves. Investigators later learned Harris and Klebold had arrived in separate cars at Columbine around 11:10 on the morning of the massacre. The two then walked into the school cafeteria, where they placed two duffel bags, each containing a 20-pound propane bomb set to explode at 11:17. The teens then went back outside to their cars to wait for the bombs to go off. When the bombs failed to detonate, Harris and Klebold began their shooting spree. Victims of the Columbine shooting include Cassie Bernal, Stephen Kernow, Corey DePooter, Kelly Fleming, Matthew Ketcher, Daniel Mauser, Daniel Rober, William Sanders, Rachel Scott, Isaiah Scholes, John Tomlin, Lauren Townsend, and Kyle Velasquez. In the days immediately following the shooting, it was speculated that Harris and Klebold purposely chose athletes, minorities, and Christians as their victims. It was initially reported that one student, Cassie Bernal, was asked by one of the gunmen if she believed in God. When Bernal allegedly said yes, she was shot to death. Her parents later wrote a book titled She Said Yes, honoring their daughter. However, it was eventually determined the question was not posed by Bernal, but to another student who had already been wounded by a gunshot. When the victim replied yes, the shooter walked away. Subsequent investigations determined Harris and Klebold chose their victims randomly, and the two teens originally had intended to bomb their school, potentially killing hundreds of people. There was speculation that Harris and Klebold committed the killings because they were members of a group of social outcasts called the Trenchcoat Mafia that was fascinated by goth culture. It also was speculated that Harris and Klebold carried out the shootings as retaliation for being bullied. Additionally, violent video games and music were blamed for influencing the killers. However, none of these theories were ever really proven. Through journals left behind by Harris and Klebold, investigators eventually discovered the teens had been planning for a year to bomb the school in an attack similar to the 95 Oklahoma City bombing. investigative journalist David Cullen, author of the 2009 book Columbine, he described Harris as, quote, the callously brutal mastermind, while Klebold was a, quote, quivering depressive who journaled obsessively about love and attended the Columbine prom 3 days before opening fire. In the aftermath of the shootings, many schools across America enacted zero-tolerance rules regarding disruptive behavior and threats of violence from students. Columbine eventually reopened in the fall of 1999, but the massacre left a scar on the small community. Mark Maines, the man who sold a gun to Harris and bought him 100 rounds of ammunition the day before the murders, was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Another man, Philip Duran, who introduced Harrison Klebold to Maines, also was sentenced to prison time. Some victims and families of people killed or injured filed suit against the school and the police. However, most of these suits were later dismissed in court. Gun control and disagreements over the interpretation of the Second Amendment continue to be a controversial issue in the U.S., where it's been reported 40,000 people die from gun-related injuries each year. Thank you for listening to this episode of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Let us know your thoughts about this sad day in history. Let us know, share your memories with us. If you recall watching on the news or even experiencing it, send us a tweet at Twitter on True Crime Never Sleeps at True Crime NS. That's at True Crime NS. Thank you and have a great day.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.